Governor Andrew Cuomo is already ahead of his Republican challenger in name recognition, and now, according to required campaign disclosure filings with the State Board of Elections, Cuomo was far ahead in fundraising as well. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo, who already had over $33 million in his campaign war chest, took in an additional $8 million during the first 6 months of the year. He spent around $6.5 million, leaving him with a balance of around $35 million. GOP candidate for governor Rob Astorino faces an uphill battle against the incumbent governor. Astorino reports he raised $3.4 million from January through July 15th of this year. He spent about $1 million on his campaign for a total of $2.4 million in the bank. That total includes a transfer of over $500,000 left over from his successful campaign for Westchester County Executive. Bruce Jory, a political consultant and professor at SUNY Albany, says it becomes a vicious circle for little-known and underfunded challengers. They need money to gain name recognition and points in the opinion polls, but they need to be well-known and well-liked first to draw donors.
In politics 30 and 40 and 50 years ago, in earlier decades, you had the party's base kind of sustained itself, and the party's strength could nurture that base, giving a candidate a chance to be known.
Now, he says, political parties are weaker and candidates who are not independently wealthy are on their own. According to polls, only around 20% of voters know who Astorino is. Jory says candidates need around 75% name recognition to run a credible campaign against a well-known opponent. They can get better known by spending money on TV advertisements. But in New York's costly and diverse media markets, he says, that costs about $10 million.
The downstate media market, which covers New York City, Long Island, and the northern suburbs, Westchester, Rockland, that's one of the most expensive media markets in the state. But upstate, you have 11 different media markets, so you have to make 11 different media buys.
Governor Cuomo has already spent part of his multi-million-dollar war chest on positive ads, touting his efforts to cap property taxes, promote the new Common Core learning standards, and clean up corruption, among other things. But a campaign that has millions of dollars at its disposal can also define its opponents negatively, especially if they don't have the money to introduce themselves in a positive light. And the governor has begun doing just that in ads that began airing on the same day that the campaign filing reports were due.
Petty, corrupt politics. We just can't trust Rob Astorino.
Astorino tried to turn Cuomo's generous spending on TV against the governor in a web-based ad that accuses Cuomo of using money set aside for Superstorm Sandy aid for TV commercials in a spot that features a storm victim.
It's unconscionable that money has been taken out of the Sandy Fund and used for commercials promoting how great New York is.
Cuomo has said he received permission from the federal government to run the ads, which were used to promote tourism in areas hard hit by the storm. Jory says the last time a candidate for governor in a major political party was successful, even though he was outspent by his opponent, was in 1982. That's when businessman Lou Lehrman outspent the present governor's father, Mario Cuomo, who won and remained governor for 12 years. Jory says that race, though, was for an open seat, and the money disparity was not as vast as it is in the 2014 campaign. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.